Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents High School Football.
Chet Penske in motion. Up the field he comes on the option. The quarterback keeps it 30. He gets to the left side. Good block by Sutton. 25-20 down the sideline. 15-10. Makes it back to the middle of the field and dances into the end zone for a Sargent touchdown. 34 yards for Guy Penske, who made a couple of real nifty moves.
Today, it's live coverage from the Nebraska State Championships from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Here's Bo Schwenke, quarterback keeper, 25 to the 20. Comes to the left side. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. 5 yard line touchdown. Bo Schwenke takes it in from 25 yards out. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks are going to win the Class C1 State High School Football Championship.
Six programs will hoist a state title trophy this season, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown our next state champion. But first, it's the New Tech pregame show. We'll take you live to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln right after this from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Good evening from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It is the state Class B High School Championship, the last of six games to crown the champions in each division in Nebraska football. The C2 goes home to St. Cecilia. The C1 to Norfolk Catholic. And tonight it is between Crete and Elkhorn. Crete coming in 12-0. Chuck McGinnis, the coach. His son, Derek McGinnis, is the quarterback. Elkhorn's Antlers are coached by Mark Wortman. They are 10-2 on the year. Should be an interesting ball game. It's a beautiful night for football. The temperature officially at 29 degrees. The wind is out of the west at about 5 miles per hour, so that will not be a factor here tonight. The teams are being introduced on the field, and so we shall do the same thing as the introductions are brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution. Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And now, first of all, for the Elkhorn Antlers, Matt Raymond, wide out, tremendous athlete, has accounted for almost 1,000 yards in catches this year, 57 catches for just under 975 yards, 5'10", 150. Cody Pullen, split end, 5'10", 155. Jackson Ramsbottom, tight end, 6 foot, 180. Caleb Wallingford, he's the southpaw quarterback. He's a senior, 6'3", and 190. We got a couple of good quarterbacks in tonight's football game. Jeremy Meyer is the running back. He's 6 foot, 180. Brandon Alberts, split end, 5'11", 155. Dan Feichert, defensive back, 6 foot, 175. I'm giving you both offensive and defensive starters here tonight. These are the names you'll hear during the broadcast. Peyton Lang is the tight end, punter, defensive end. He's averaging 31 yards per kick as a punter. Michael Weber, at linebacker, 6'3", 200 pounds. Graham Nabity, a running back, 6 foot, 185. Pete Maloli, fullback, 5'11", 210. Dylan Daly is the senior fullback, 6 foot, 190. He'll primarily be playing at the linebacker position tonight. Corey Hanifus is the offensive tackle, 6'1", 200 pounds. Carter McKechnie, at guard, senior, 6'1", 210. Cole Hanifus, defensive end, 6'1", 200 pounds. Troy Pilkington, the other guard, 6'2", 210. Caleb Lincoln, defensive end, 6'3", 220. Ryan Lederbrand, defensive tackle, 6'2", 200 pounds. Aaron Hayes, senior, offensive tackle, 6'2", 245. Nick Brooks is at the center, 6 foot, 210. He's a senior. Clay Cameron, defensive tackle, 6'3", and 210. Michael Ryan, tight end, linebacker, 5'10", 195. And those are the Elkhorn Antlers, 10-2 on the year, coached by Mark Wortman. For the Cardinals of Crete, 12-0, Chuck McGinnis starts his son, Derek McGinnis, at quarterback. He's 6'3", 190, and a junior. Corey Kalkwarf is the wide out, 5'9", 135. Connor Stewart, the other wide receiver, linebacker, 5'9", 165. Running back is Brock Sherman, a senior, 6'1", 220. Garrett Evers, wide out, 6', 170. Colton Mock is another receiver linebacker, 6' and 190 pounds. Aaron Paulson, running back, 5'10", 175. Benjamin Muff, wide out, 6'1", 200 pounds. Blake Reistoffer, tight end, 6', 195. Levi Sullivan, senior, defensive end, 6'2", 200 pounds. The punter is Ethan Renner. He's also the kicker. He averages 40 yards a punt, and he's 43 for 57 as a kicker. Now, neither one of these kickers show up on the stats as far as their field goal percentages are concerned, but watching them in the pregame, both have the capability of putting it through the upright, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Ansel Whittle, running back, 6'2", 205. Grant Reckling, defensive tackle, 5'10", 180. Kyle Frew is the defensive tackle, 6' 175. Bernardo, Rodriguez, defensive tackle, 5'11", 240. Chase Sherman on the offensive line as a guard, 6' 270. Jonathan Abular at tackle, 6' 220. John Hoshi, defensive tackle, 6' 240. Ryan Reeves, right tackle, 6'40, 310 pounds. And Grant Harms, wide out. He's also the holder on the kicks, 6'9, 195 pounds. We're going to take a break for 2 minutes. We'll be back right around the corner with tonight's kickoff after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We're about ready to kick off the Class B state championship game. Winning the toss and wanting the football is Elkhorn's Antlers. Good contingent from Alcorn across the way, right below us. The Cardinals of Crete. They had a great sign that says a state championship is in the cards. Not bad. National anthem was sung by the Adams Central Mixed Octet. They didn't tell that to us in advance. Otherwise, we'd have tried to get them on the air. Kicking off will be Ethan Renner, 6', 180-pound junior, and he was giving it a ride pretty good in the pregame there's no wind here to worry about. Out of the west at about 5 miles per hour, so just a slight crosswind. And standing back inside the 10 is Matt Raymond, the reliable and speedy wide receiver on offense. He's joined back there inside the 10 by, trying to get a look at his number, I think it is Michael Weber. But it might be Drew Schroeder. And if he would turn looking this way or the other way so I could catch his sight. I know it's 20-something. We'll look. Some of this information I just don't get right at the get-go. As far as these quarterbacks are concerned, we're first going to see Caleb Wallingford. Caleb has completed 107 of 194 attempts. Passed for over 1,600 yards this year. He'll get the ball first. He has 15 TDs and 9 interceptions. Assuming the antlers assemble properly and get this kickoff. Kind of an odd formation for Crete doing the kicking. They've got 4 men across the field in a bunch and 6 here and the kicker. Now they get it underway. It's a high kick. And coming up is the return man, Nabity. Nabity cuts it out to the 35, 40, 45-yard line. And Nabity, who was the other guy, Graham Nabity, the 6-foot, 185-pound running back for Elkhorn, puts the antlers in decent field position. And now we're going to see Caleb Wallingford. He's a southpaw. Where's the number 10? He's 6'3", 190 pounds. He's joined in the backfield by some pretty decent running backs. Nabity, one of them. Maloli will come in from time to time at fullback. They lead out in a high formation. Maloli is the up man. And the running back taking the carry is Jeremy Meyer. Gets a couple of yards up to about the 46 or 7-yard line. They'll spot it close to the 47. And it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go. Beautiful night for football. Well, I tell you what, when you can post just 2 degrees below freezing and you're on the 23rd day of November, that's all right. And no snow, no weather. Everybody's been able to get to Lincoln without any problem. Terrific event here, this high school football championship 2-day event at Memorial Stadium. I formation pitch coming to the near side and again snuffed out immediately by Crete. The running back, Jeremy Meyer, 6 foot 180. And he is tackled for probably a half a yard loss. Third down coming, 8.5 to go. They send Matt Raymond out wide to the right. He's the go-to guy. 57 catches, 972 yards on the year. And the southpaw, Wallingford, will be looking for him. Everybody else is in tight. I formation. You got to pick up 8. Rolling. Wallingford fires. He's got Raymond. Raymond's got a first down inside the 45-yard line. We all knew that was going to happen, and he still made it happen. That is the mark of a great receiver-quarterback combination. I'm 6 stories up looking for it. You know darn well that Crete's defense knew that he was a go-to guy, and he still made it happen. First down. As Wallingford gets a fresh 10 to go. High formation. Raymond is wide to the left this time. They hand it to the tailback, and he's got a little more running room this time. Ball is on the ground, though, and I think Crete has got it. Ball on the ground at about the 43-yard line. After a nice gain by Jeremy Myers, someone reached in there. I'll see if I can pick it up on the replay as to who did that, but Crete with the first big break of this ball game with 10:30 to go in the first period of play. And in on that, we'll see who tried to get in and recover it. I think it might have been Benjamin Muff underneath. High formation now coming the other way. McGinnis sets his offense for the first time, and that's off to an inauspicious start as well as we got penalty markers down. And McGinnis may go from first and 10 to first and 15. Now he's going the other way. Lofts side. Whoa. Whoa, that's a deal breaker if you're on defense. First down and five now. Elkhorn didn't need that. They didn't need the last two plays. First and five, McGinnis under center. I formation, one wingman is off to the right side. Hand off to the running back, gets down inside the 45 to about the 41-yard line. Carrying the ball on that was Brock Sherman. Sherman is 6'1 and 220 and a load. And where's the number 10, which I think just, I don't know, doesn't make you look that big, I guess. But he is, and he fought forward for a one and done. First down carry. And now it's first and 10. I formation, wides to the left side with a slot man. And off again, it goes to Sherman, and Sherman is down to the 31-yard line. They're just taking chunks out of the hide of the Elkhorn defense right now. A 5-yard run for a first down, now a 9-yard run in the ensuing first down, and it'll be second down and a yard to go with the clock at 9:41. And Derek McGinnis and the Cardinals knocking at the door on the 31-yard line of Elkhorn. I formation. Wingman to the right is Whittle. They run to the right. And again, Sherman crashes down for a first down and more at the 21-yard line. They'll spot it back at the 22, but a first down gain for Brock Sherman. Brock Sherman carried the ball 262 times and garnered 2,108 yards and 35 touchdowns. Next question. Maryland I, McGinnis, under center. Hand off again to Sherman. Sherman crashes down to the 16-yard line. In on the tackle there, Brandon Alberts. And it'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go. This is just pure power football. You get that big old line and a 220-pound running back. You kidding? 6'1", 220. They send Corey Stewart and Mitchell Marvin out wide to the left side. McGinnis under center. Lone setback is Sherman. Now they switch the strong side to the left. Long count. Handoff. Sherman. He's going to almost get smashed and then spins and falls forward for about 4 more yards. He may have the first down when it looked like he was going to get caught in the backfield. Tackle there by Dylan Daly. And that is enough for a first down. And with workmanlike effectiveness, Crete gets the turnover and marches down now to the 12-yard line of Elkhorn. I formation, slot man left side. Hand off Sherman. Sherman cuts back. Spins to the 6-yard line. And it'll bring up second down and about 5 yards to go. Clock at 7:58 to go in the first. No score, but a big threat being mounted here by Chuck McGinnis' Crete Cardinals. They send Grant Reckling, a running back, big guy in the block. As they go back to that Maryland eye, the up man in the eye is Brock Sherman. And now there's movement. Now check that. The up man was Anson Whittle. Brock Sherman dots that eye, but it doesn't make any difference at this point. Procedural call as Whittle came out and made a misstep the referees didn't like. Mark him back 5. It'll be second down and just under 10 yards to go. The ball spotted just inside the 12-yard line under the Memorial Stadium lights. A vivid picture of Class B championship football. Double wing, single setback. Wingman goes in motion. He gets the ball on the reverse. Inside, Corey Kalkoff is cut down after about a yard gain at the 9. And they'll spot it again back at the 10-yard line. Second to third down now, and 8 yards to go. As Mitchell Marvin comes back in, he's a wide out, goes way wide to the left side. Wide to the right is Benjamin Muff. Single set with two wings. McGinnis under center. Calls out the signals. Back to pass. Derek McGinnis looking into the end zone. He's got a man. Touchdown, Corey Colquatt. Crossing inside out. He got the ball and put six on for Crete, which looks like they're here to play. Picked up the turnover on the fumble, marched it all the way down for pay dirt, 6-0. And now Ethan Renner, who's 43 of 57 on extra points, so he's by no means automatic here. They'll tee the ball up. Corey Stewart, the holder, knee at the 10. Snap is good, kick is up, and the kick is no good. So it is 6-0. Remember those extra points do count as the ball game wears on. So we'll take a 30-second timeout here. Cardinals will kick back to the Antlers. You're listening to the Class B State Championship game on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and ESPNSuperstation.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
6-0 your score. Crete is on top. They're 12-0 coming into this thing. And they looked every bit like a 12-0 team in the first two possessions. The first possession defensively, they forced a fumble and then took that fumble and converted it into 6 points. The only flaw was the missed extra point. And so now, Ethan Renner will tee the ball up and kick it off for the second time here. Elkhorn. Again, Nabity and Matt Raymond standing back just inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line in double return formation. As the Cardinals, adorned in white tops and red pants and white helmets tonight, both teams in red and white. Antlers in the red jerseys, the red helmets, and the white pants. Kick comes from the north to the south, left to right on your radio dial. And here comes that very unique kickoff formation. It's a high kick, and he's actually calling for a fair catch at about the 32-yard line. That was Peyton Lang making the fair catch, and you don't see that often on a kickoff, but does the trick. Decent field position at the 32. So now, Caleb Wallingford knows what he's up against. Matt Raymond is split out wide to the right side. And the I formation in back with everybody else in tight. Seven man close to the line of scrimmage for Crete. Rolling right side. Wallingford fires. Got a man. It's Raymond. And was he inbounds? No. Yes, he was. And a first down for Raymond. And the Elkhorn Antlers. They've gone to him 57 times this year, 59 now, including tonight. And he's come up for close to 1,000 yards. Caleb Wallingford under center. Raymond wide to the left side is the only wide out. Hand out goes to Nabity, the tailback, and he forces his way down inside to the 48-yard line. A host of tacklers over there. Kyle Frew and Fomavangsa. Sonny Fomavangsa, defensive tackle over there. 175-pounder. Ryan Reeves, 6'4", 310, anchors on the inside. But it'll bring up a second down and 2 yards to go with the I formation. And Raymond, the lonesome end out on the left side. Handoff goes straight up the middle. They won't get the first on that one. Pile up. I think it's Dylan Daly in on the carry there, and a host of people on the inside making the stop for Crete. And in there is none other than Brock Sherman, the big old running back. So he's playing linebacker. I formation again. Nothing's changed here. Single wide out is Raymond on the left side. Hand off. Nope. He's going to keep. No, Nabity has it. And he tries to work his way to the first down, and he'll get strung out. Tackled by Chris Weber over on the far side. Try that again. Mitchell Marvin over on the far side. And it's going to bring up fourth down and 5 yards to go. So Elkhorn turned it over on their first possession. Appear to be stopped here on their second possession. Unless they should choose to go for it, and it looks like punt formation is being called for. So Corey Colquarf goes back in single safety now. He'll be joined back there by Benjamin Muff. Good snap. Kick is high enough, and it gets inside the 25-yard line. Takes a bounce, and maybe was touched a little too soon there by Jackson Ramsbottom. It could have taken a little bit more of an Elkhorn bounce, I think. So decent field position at about the 22-yard line for Crete's Cardinals. Out front, 6-0 here, 5:06 to go in the first. Class B crowd is up for grabs here. This is the final of 6 games, highlighting a 2-day annual affair here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. St. Cecilia brought home the C2 trophy in the first game today. Norfolk Catholic, the C1 in the second game. Now it's up to Class B, and again, Sherman gets the handoff. From the 22-yard line, he fights his way all the way up close to the 29. Almost a 7-yard gain, depending on the spot. And it'll bring up second down and about 3 yards to go. Now a package coming in with McGinnis. Back to the ball game. Sherman comes out, as does Ansel Whittle. And so a little different look here now for the Cardinals. As they said, the slot man to the right side, wing to the right. One man in the backfield with McGinnis in the gun. Hand off is to that running back, and he sweeps to the right side, and he falls forward across the 30 to about the 31-yard line. Coming up off the turf is Aaron Paulson, 5'10", 175-pound senior. And it'll be third down and one. A lot of substitutions, but very few procedural calls here yet tonight for the Crete Cardinals. As they go with a slot, and now coming out on the field, I think we might have a timeout going to be taken by the Cardinals. Either that or it's a TV timeout. Nonetheless, I think that's what it is. I think it's a TV timeout. Let's get you up to date on some stats here. Crete has 5 first downs to Elkhorn's 2. 48 yards rushing already on 7 tries. They've only had to pass for 10 yards. So 8 plays for 58 yards versus 8 plays for 26 yards for Elkhorn. Elkhorn has turned the ball over once on a fumble, and that is what Crete was able to capitalize on and get their 6 points. Graham Nabity, 2 carries for 6 yards for Elkhorn. Brock Sherman, 6 carries for 47 yards. Back time back in now, and they give it again to Sherman. He's across the 35, falls to the 36-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down for the Cardinals. And so they are just relentless here so far tonight. In their second possession, they started this drive at about the 22. Now they're out to the 32 with a new set of downs. Double wings, double wides, single setback under center McGinnis. They fake it to the end around. Now he's back to pass. Firing long. He's got a man out there, and he's got it at the 25-yard line. Benjamin Muff down at the 20. They go long and get it. Dan Feichert in on coverage there, but Benjamin Muff actually had to turn around and kind of backpedal and wait for it. And so it's first and 10, now at the 22-yard line of the Elkhorn Antlers. They started at the 22 of Cardinals. Double wing, single setback, wing man in motion. Fake it to him, but we've got whistles. And this is the first procedural call we've had, I think, against the Cardinals tonight. The earlier call we thought would go against the Cardinals was actually an offside on the Adlers, and so it'll be first down and 15. They spot the ball at the 27-yard line. They send Mitchell Marvin out wide to the left side. One man out to the left, double wing, single setback is Sherman. Under center, McGinnis. That's a man in motion. They fake it to him. Now they give it to Sherman. He goes left side, finds a cutback, spin inside to the 23. Could have been worse. That guy's a load when he comes. Nice cutback move and a good spin, but good sure tackling there. Let's give credit on that one to Pete Maloli, the linebacker. He's 5'10", 210-pounder. And it brings up, he got about three on it, brings down second down and 12. Second and 12. Wides both ways, slot right side. McGinnis, shotgun. Sherman in the backfield with him. Fake it to him, back to pass. McGinnis has to scramble now. Goes to his left, fires, and the ball is batted down. Nice play there by Cole Hanifus. 6'1", 200-pound defensive end got in there and stuffed it. Third down and 12. 2:08 to go, first period, a very rapidly moving first period. The Cardinals of Crete in front of the Elkhorn Antlers, 6-0. They took a fumble by the Antlers in for six the long way. The fumble was in their own territory. Double wing, double wide. Wingman in motion, fake it to him, back to pass. McGinnis sets, throws, out in the flat. He's got a man. The man's got the ball and out of bounds at the 7-yard line. Corey Colcorp with the reception. Dan Fikert again in coverage along with Michael Weber, the linebacker back there. But too little too late, they bracketed, but not close enough. And that was just on point by McGinnis. He looks like the real deal out there. McGinnis is only a junior. He's 6'3", 190. We got a couple of really good quarterbacks here tonight. I formation, slot man left side. Sherman dots the I. He'll get the carry. Goes left side, right side, into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown the Cardinals, and it's 12-0. So two mechanical drives. And this one with a nice pass reception to Benjamin Muff got things electrified, and then they handed it off to Brock Sherman to do the thing he does best, which is to put points on the board and run through the opposition. He's 6'1", 220, has over 2,000 yards on the season. And now, we'll see if they're going to line up and go for two. We said their place kicker is not necessarily Mr. Automatic, and right now Chuck McGinnis wants to think it over, so he's going to call a timeout. Let's take 30 here. 30-second timeout. We'll back and be back and figure out if the Cardinals go for one or two. They're up by 12 right now, 12-0 over the Elkhorn Antlers in the Class B state championship game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Ethan Renner, the kicker for the Cardinals, was only 43 of 57 for extra points. He missed the first one. Now they're going to go for two after that second touchdown. Double wings, wide out left side. McGinnis, bootleg, right side, looks in the end zone. Now pulls it down, runs, and throws it into the end zone. Benjamin Muff is there. Great improvisation there by Derek McGinnis. And he gets it done. Wasn't pretty, but he was thinking. And Benjamin Muff was, too. He stayed with his quarterback, didn't give up on the play, and they got the two, and it is now 14-0. Creek is leading the Elkhorn Antlers in this Class B championship game, and Elkhorn's got to settle down and get something going here as they await the kickoff. Their third kickoff reception. They have fumbled their first opportunity. They punted it away on the second one. They have not been hapless on offense. They have not been lucky on offense, though. And it looks like if they're going to stay in this thing, they're going to have to go to Matt Raymond, a lot more. Matt Raymond is 5'10", 150. He's a senior, and he accounted for almost 1,000 yards in receiving this year. He's already gotten two passes for 21 yards. And it looks like he's going to have to be a guy going in the 100-plus yard range in receptions tonight for Elkhorn to have a thought as far as staying with Crete on this. The running backs, Pete Maloli has 459 yards. Graham Nabity is 969. And Drew Schroeder, 301 yards. So they're a little more by committee. All right, Renner going to put the toe in it here at the 40. Another high kick, another short kick. Going to be taken to the 20 this time. And coming back the other way is Raymond. And Raymond jukes over to the right side and gets out to the 30-yard line. Matt Raymond with the return of about 8 yards. And it's first and 10 at the 30-yard line for Elkhorn. Caleb Wallingford, we said, he's no slouch himself. He's thrown for 1,600 yards. And he can spread it around because 900 of those went to Matt Raymond. So there's about 700 there that other people have brought down. Right now, they've just got to find something, get into a rhythm, move the chains, do something. They're down by 14. Coming up on minute 52 to go in the first period. They get it out to Matt Raymond, and Raymond is accosted at the 33-yard line, and we may have a personal foul in there on the tackle as a late flag comes in. And standing at the 25, the ref says face mask, and that'll tack on some yardage to about a 2-yard gain as they just went out on the quick wide out screen. So they'll get a first down out of this deal. Where they put the chains is what we're trying to figure out now. It's going to go another 15 on top of the 32 plus the reception. So they're going to position the ball at the 48-yard line of Elkhorn. First and 10, Elkhorn's 48. Wallingford comes in under center. Eye formation. Meyer dots the eye. Back to pass. Wallingford, southpaw, sets. Now has to scramble. Comes back left side. Points out, wants some blockers. Got some. Out of bounds at about the 42-yard line as he scrambles. He's pushed out of bounds by Levi Sullivan. Directing traffic and picking up another first down, I think. Let's see where they mark it, but it's going to be real close, and they say, hang on here. There's a man down on the field, too. And the man has red pants on, so it is a Creek defender still down on the field. It's going to be a first down. They're going to move the chains. The delay right now is the Cardinal defender on the field. Matt Raymond has 3 receptions for 18 yards. Not much going on the ground game yet for Elkhorn. That scramble by Wallingford was by far the longest rush of the evening for Elkhorn. That was a 6-yard, and that is indeed the longest scramble, but he got the job done, got a first down. So they have penetrated down to the 42-yard line, and the injured player on the field is sitting up. We always say they got the wind knocked out of them, but we really never really know, but everything's fine now. Is getting up, that was Grant Reckling, 5'10", 180-pound defensive tackle. Got his bell rung there a little bit. He's up and off the field now. Fresh set of downs. Wallingford is under center for Elkhorn. He's got an I formation. Meyer dots the I. Meyer gets the carry. And Meyer is mired at about the 39-yard line by the swarming Cardinal defense. He will get a few yards, though. They'll mark it up about three. Second down and seven coming. As they try to establish that ground game a little bit more, they can't go entirely to the air. Basic football 101, you can't do that, especially this early in the ballgame. Again, Meyer dots the I with Wallingford under center. The up man is Maloli. They fake the handoff to him, now scrambling around. Wallingford goes to his right, cuts back, got some running room inside the 25. Wallingford still on his feet at the 20, spins down at the 20-yard line. Ansel Whittle was there, but I'll tell you what, great effort on this drive by Caleb Wallingford, who gets the first down and gets his team down to the 20-yard line of the Cardinals. Wallingford now has 29 yards rushing on two carries. Give him credit for 23 on that one. And they set things up first and 10 at the 20-yard line of the Creek Cardinals. They're down by 14, but knocking on the door. Matt Raymond comes over for slight word split to the left back to pass. Firing for Raymond in the end zone. Does he have it? No. In and out of his hands. Raymond came over, had a couple of words with Wallingford. So you kind of knew they had something cooking. That maybe wasn't the wisest thing in the world, but these guys are so good at the pitch catch that I don't think they really care if a defender knows they're going forward or not. In on defense there was Colcourt. And they got mixed up down there, but it was real close to being a completion in the end zone. They practiced that route a lot in the pregame. High formation, Matt Raymond again wide to the left side. Wallingford hands off to the running back, and it is stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. Ball carrier was Jeremy Meyer, and he stopped. Oh, for about a three-yard loss there. They mark it back out at the 23. So third down, 13. Time to go to the air again for Elkhorn. And time for us to take a break because we're at the end of the first period of play. In your Class B state championship ball game, the Creek Cardinals lead the Elkhorn Antlers 14-0. We'll take 30 seconds here, come back, and set the scene for period number two. With a third and 13 coming for the Elkhorn Antlers right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Unofficially, here's your first quarter stats. Of course, Creed is out front 14-0. They have out first down to Elkhorn 8-5. They've got 12 rushes for 71 yards compared to 10 for 35 for Elkhorn. Passing 3 for 4, and no interceptions on either squad. The average per play for Crete, 8.8 yards, 3.8 for Elkhorn. Time of possession, 7 minutes for Crete, just under 5 for Elkhorn. Wallingford has his team at the 22-yard line where it's third down and 12 coming. Matt James is standing wide to the left, and now they whistle it and wind the clock. And period number two is underway. Meyer dots the I. A blitz comes through, and down goes Wallingford. Coming straight up the middle on a blitz was big old Grant Reckling, a 5'10", 180-pounder, coming in from the linebacker spot that time. Sometimes he'll play on the line, but that time he came in from the backer spot and just shot through. Classic snuff on the quarterback. And it's fourth down and almost 20 yards coming Ball spotted at the 29-yard line. Well, you can't punt. Not going to get a field goal, so they're going to go for it. Wallingford's got his favorite man out wide to the left. They go to the same formation, an I formation, and a timeout will be called here by the Elkhorn Antlers as they don't want to do the wrong thing here. Make the right choice with a fourth down and 20. I mean, a field goal, that'd be absurd. A field goal would be 38, 45 yards or thereabouts. That isn't going to happen at this level. A punt, what good's that going to do? What they need to do is try and hit something that, even if they don't make it, pins Crete back as far as they can. Now, they've got to get down to the 10-yard line. The line of scrimmage will be the 29. Matt Raymond, the lonesome end out to the left side. Everybody else is in tight. Jeremy Meyer dots the I. The up man is Maloli. Under center soon is Wallingford. They're waiting for the TV to come back from their break. And when they do, we'll wind it up. Here we go. 11:20 to go in the half. Big play for the Antlers. I formation. Wallingford calls out the signal, straight back to pass. Scrambling around, fires, he's got a man, and in and out of the hands. Really a little tough for Matt Raymond to come down with it. On coverage there was Mitchell Marvin at the 5-yard line. And so on downs, it will be the Cardinals taking over at their own 29-yard line. That was just a little high. But that was not a desperation pass. That was something you could tell they've done before. So the Cardinals come back on the field. McGinnis is the quarterback. He's got a slot to the right side. One man in the backfield with him, wing right. Handoff goes to Sherman, and Sherman, like a tank, goes outside the 41-yard line. Brock Sherman, 6'1", 220, hammers for a first down on the first play of the drive after the turnover on downs. And if his nickname isn't Tank, it ought to be. Bunch three to the right side as McGinnis comes up under center. He's got one setback with him, and it's not Sherman that time. They pitch it wide to the right side. Aaron Paulson cuts back at the 50. Paulson 45. Paulson inside to about the 33-yard line. The 33-yard line of Elkhorn. And another first down for Crete. And they're making this look way easy on offense. They have not done anything offensively to shoot themselves in the foot, which sometimes happen when you're clicking along like this. And they've just continued to pound the ball and occasionally air it out just for a changeup. This time Reckling is the up man. Paulson dots the I, one man in motion, and McGinnis wants a timeout. So we'll take another timeout here with the Cardinals at the 38-yard line of Elkhorn. 10:19 to go in the half. Let me give you the final first period stats. These are official now. Brock Sherman has 10 carries for 69 yards. Even I could do that in my head. The average is 6.9 yards, and his long was only 13, so he just keeps gashing it out. Aaron Paulson had one carry. Colcorp had one carry. Derek McGinnis, 3 for 4, 70 yards, one TD. The long was a 43-yarder. That was the one that Colcorp pulled in that accented that second drive that got him the 14 points. Wallingford, Caleb is 2 rushes for 29 yards. He's the leading rusher on his team, and that's part of the problem. Graham Nabity, who had almost 900 yards on the season, is only 2 for 8 right now. Passing, he's got 18 yards. 12 yards was his long, and, of course, no TDs. One fumble occurred in the first half, and that led to a Cardinal touchdown. Back in action now under center, Derek McGinnis sets one man in motion. Handoff again. It goes to Paulson. Paulson stutter steps and gets inside the 34-yard line. Tackled over there by Whittle. Try that again. Tackled over there by Dylan Daly. And it'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go now for the Cardinals, who this time assemble everyone in tight and go to the Maryland eye. Sherman dots that eye under center McGinnis. Sherman gets the carry. Sherman gets the yardage down inside the 30. Close to the first down, he's still about 2 yards shy. Third down, 3 coming for the Cardinals. Leading this thing, 14-0 with 9.5 to go in the half. I talked to him earlier, we may have Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep come talk to us at halftime, get his impressions of this full two-day championship series of games at Memorial Stadium. One of the champions, congratulations again to the Blue Hawks and St. Cecilia, took home the C2 crown. That was the first game of the day. Handoff, this time Sherman again, and Sherman is bound up by two players, Daly one of them and Nabity the other, and he is not going to get the first down that time either. So fourth down and very short, less than a yard to go. And they bring in some power. They bring in Grant Reckling, the 5'10", 180-pound bowling ball running back. I formation. They hand it off to Sherman, the up man, and it looks like he'll fall forward for the first down. Not by a whole bunch, but you don't need that much to move the chains, and he does. And so now, Crete continues to pile up those first downs. They lead 10-5 in that department. And these have been bone-rattling drives. Sherman's a big running back, and he's getting most of the action. Back to pass now, McGinnis out of the gun. Fires long, and it's picked off! Picked off by Dan Feichert for the Antlers, and he brings it back out to the 20-yard line. What a nicely timed pick. That ball was intended for Benjamin Muff, who caught the earlier long pass, and that might be what Elkhorn needed to get back into this thing. Pierce needed some defensive help in the second game today to try and come closer to Norfolk Catholic. Of course, they didn't win the ball game, but it was their defensive identity that kind of solidified things and made it a respectable 15-point loss. And Antlers are trying to do the same thing. They pitch it wide left side. Nabity cuts in and out to the 25-yard line. He'll be covered there by Brock Sherman. Nabity kind of got tangled over the 25-yard line there and tripped himself up more than anything. It'll be second down coming and a pretty good-looking 6 yards to go. Short 7, long 6. They say 6. And Wallingford comes up under center. They say in that I formation, tight with Matt Raymond, the lone wideout to the right side. Covered by Colcourt. They fire it over to him. Got a little rocking in front of him and up to about the 32-yard line. Colcourt got blocked away, but coming in for the tackle was Blake Reistoffer. He's a 6-foot, 195-pound linebacker. And that brings the ball out to the 32-yard line, where it'll be a first down again for the Antlers. I formation. Raymond is wide left this time. Now Wallingford backs out from under center. Calls an audible. Rolls to his left, fires. He's got Matt Raymond out in the flat. Raymond's got the ball at the 38-yard line. Nice pickup on first down. And Wallingford and Raymond are going, well, this way it's got to be, this way it's got to be. Come and stop us, guys. And so far, they haven't. There was a fumble earlier. It had nothing to do with that pitch-catch combo. I formation. Raymond is wide to the right side. Pitch. Nabity has the cutback at the 40, gets out to the 41 or 2, and we'll see where they spot it. He's close to a first down with third down coming. A little longer than a yard. Third down and a little over a yard coming. Third down. Wallingford comes up under center. Wide out right side this time is Raymond. They hand it off to Nabity, and Nabity is going to be stuffed, and the ball's taken away by Sherman. Takes it right out of his hands. Sherman's going the other way. Touchdown for Crete. Are you kidding me? Sherman came up and just stole the ball from Rand Nabity. And he ran it back for the touchdown. Holy mackerel. This guy's a monster. He comes up, grabs the ball out of his hands, and takes it into the end zone. So like Corey Schaefer earlier for Norfolk Catholic, you got your big gun running back scoring a defensive touchdown as well. Schaefer out of the linebacker spot earlier for Norfolk Catholic ran it back just under 70 yards for a touchdown. He had scored some offensive plays as well. And now Sherman does the same thing. They're going to go for the single point this time. And Arita is in at the place kick spot, and he gets it up, and he gets it through. And so it is Crete leading the Antlers of Elkhorn 21-0. What a huge play that is for Sherman. Can Elkhorn shake their heads, snap out of it, and wonder what in the world did we get involved in here? We'll take a 30-second timeout. Crete's going to kick off again. We'll see what the Antlers do with it on ESPN Superstation 1460, 1550, and ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
I'm certainly far from a college scout, and I'm not talking about any particular college or university, but there's some talent on this football field that can play at the next level. And Brock Sherman is certainly one of those. He's played offensively and defensively. I have no idea what his 40 speed is, but he has just, he's got an attitude and he's got power. And he's got a couple of touchdowns in this one. 21-0. Here comes the kickoff. Nabity is back as one of the return men. And this time he's going to get a shot at it at the 16-yard line. Nabity comes the other way, cuts outside, 35. Nabity's got a little bit of room at the 45, run out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Nice run back by Nabity on that one. You could tell that if he gets up ahead of steam, gets the cut back in the lane, he could take it a ways. And that was a nice response by Nabity and the Elkhorn return team to set things up first and 10 at the 48-yard line of Elkhorn. Wallingford conferring with Matt Raymond over on the left side now comes in. These two probably by like twins by now. They don't need much verbiage to communicate. Rolling to his left now. Wallingford out in the flat. He's got a man, and the man's got the ball at the 50, and he's going to be tackled there. That's Reisdorfer, I think. Nope, Weber. Michael Weber. Not a bad little pitch catch there. Second down and about 7 yards to go. Everybody was looking for Raymond on that one, and they dragged it out. A little wheel route there to the running back. Second down, 7 yards to go. I formation. They hand it off this time to Meyer, the tailback, and he gets not much. Jeremy Meyer stacked up at the 50. So it's third down and another passing situation indicated here for Caleb Wallingford and the Elkhorn Antlers. Dylan Daly comes into the ball game as the fullback. They want some pass protection back there. Wallingford has been sacked. They go to the eye, and Matt Raymond is wide to the right side this time. Fake the pass, and they go into the flat, and he's got a man. That's Weber on that same pattern. Little wheel out of the backfield there. And it's enough for a first down. So they're using Raymond now more as a decoy because they faked it to the running back. He went back to pass, really didn't even look Raymond's way that time, and caught Michael Weber, the tight end, coming out in the flat. An I formation now on first down. Pitch. Myers got the ball, cuts inside to the 34-yard line. And Meyer, who had five carries for 1 yard, got a few that time. Yeah, he got a few all right. And second down and 6 yards to go. Play is slow coming in off the bench. He's going all the way over to talk to the brain trust on the far side is Wallingford. Play clock down to 4 seconds. Three. Now the snap. Handoff quickly goes to Nabity, and Nabity shoots through off tackle quickly, but just as quickly he's stuffed there for about a yard gain. Colin Mack in on the tackle there as they close that gap very quickly. I think that Brock Sherman was over there on that one too. Sherman, who has proven himself just as valuable on defense as offense, plays in that backer spot on the middle. Ripped the ball away from Nabity a little bit ago, took it in for a touchdown. And I mean, he stole it. Now he comes in on a blitz, a run blitz, and Nabity is the victim again behind the line of scrimmage. As Sherman comes through there, blows up the play, and it's fourth down and 3 yards to go. And again, that crazy situation where you're not going to hit a field goal from this distance. A punt seems pointless, and so they're really almost forced into a situation of either making the first down here or giving the Cardinals pretty good field position again. Timeout's going to be taken. We'll take 30 here as Elkhorn decides what they're going to do. Mark Workman's going to talk it over with his quarterback back in a half minute. Your score, the Cardinals of Crete 21, the Antlers of Elkhorn nothing. On ESPN Superstation 1460, 1550, and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Class B state championship going to be decided here tonight on KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Under center now for a fourth down play. Everybody in tight eye formation. Raymond in motion, right to left, back to pass. Left-hander looks long. Now he takes the short man. It is Raymond, and did he get it? If he fell forward, he got it, but they're going to mark where he stepped out of bounds. It'll be about a yard shy. So you're between the devil and the deep blue sea when you get a fourth down, and you got to get to the 28-yard line, say, which is where they needed to be, 29. And a field goal wasn't going to happen. That would have been like an impossibility for a high school kicker. A punt seems kind of stupid because you can't pooch it and guarantee you won't get back after the 20 anyhow. So they had to try for it. Turnover on downs now, and Crete will get it back. McGinnis under center. He's got wides both ways. Single setback, wing left. Sets the offense. Calls out the signals. Puts a man in motion right to left. Give it to him coming around on the end around. And he's got the 30, 35, almost the 40-yard line. That was Benjamin Muff coming from the right side and on the end around, picked up pretty good yardage. That'll move the sticks. And that'll give him about a 13-yard gain on that. One carry, 13 yards. Not a bad average. Maryland I now as they come first and 10. Pitch, reverse, fake. Now he'll keep the ball. Far side on the running back has it out to the 50 to the 48-yard line. That's Aaron Paulson. They fake the reverse, so look for that coming up later on. faked it to Muff, and he kept it himself enough for another first down. And again, the Cardinals just making this look way too easy. Although Elkhorn did not come here with an unblemished record, they got here, and you don't get to this location without having some formidable credentials. Shotgun, spread formation, slots both ways. Takes the snap, works left, rolling left, pulls it down, he'll keep it himself. McGinnis forced out of bounds at the 47-yard line. No gain on that. Second down, 10 coming. McGinnis shows a lot of patience. He shows a lot of poise back there. And he's one of them that at 6'3", 190, hang a little meat on his bones, and he could play at another level as well. McGinnis chose to just go out of bounds instead of throwing an errant pass. Now in the shotgun with the spread, fires, got a man, and it is right almost into the hands of the man who intercepted the pass last series, Dan Feichert. But he skipped, short hopped it off the turf. And it was just a scary incompletion for the Crete quarterback. Third down, 9. Mitchell Marvin wide to the right. Muff wide to the left. Wings both ways. Single setback. Under center is McGinnis. He sets the offense back to pass. Looking downfield. Firing. He's got a man over in the flat, and it's going to go over his head. Little bumping going on there between the defender, Michael Ryan, and his intended receiver over there, who was Colton Mock, but the ball was not catchable, and no intention there to call the interference. Brings up fourth down now for the Cardinals, and they're going to punt, I think, for the first time tonight. Yep, confirmed. Levi Sullivan is in there, or is it Renner? Renner is in there to do the kicking. He's a 40-yard average kicker. Double safeties standing back at about the 20-yard line. And we have a television timeout coming up, I think. There's a timeout. I didn't see any indication it was anybody other than TV. And so it's a very brief one now as Elkhorn comes back out on the field. Let's catch up on some stats here. First downs, Crete now is 13, Elkhorn 7. They've accumulated 141 yards on the ground of 40 for Elkhorn. They've had 28 plays for 211 total yards to 28 plays and 89 total yards for Elkhorn. All right, back to the action now. I don't know what that timeout was all about. Double safety standing inside the 10. Kick goes over to, let's see who's going to take it back the other way, Connor Stewart. Matt Raymond gets it out to the 30-yard line, caught that one on the run. And that's where Elkhorn will start. And they would like to finish somewhere ending in a point or two or seven. They've got 2 minutes to do so. 2 minutes to go in the half. Down by 21, Crete has been in control of this thing all the way, offensively, defensively. Special teams really haven't been a big part of it. In fact, they had to overcome a special team problem when an extra point was no good and they had to go for two, which they did. Now we got a penalty marker down. And they're going to mark the Cardinals back. So it'll be a re-kick. This is a big one. Personal foul, obviously, is going to mark the Cardinals' line of scrimmage to their 39-yard line. And Ethan Renner is standing now at his 26, and that brings the safety man up to the 20-yard line. So a re-kick on a personal foul costs them 15. And again, it's kind of a line drive. And Matt Raymond lets it go out of bounds at the 30-yard line. So the whole deal didn't really help them much as far as field position. as again they will start from the 30, whether by run back or penalty. And Caleb Wallingford, the southpaw, the senior 6'3", 190-pounder, will come out and try and get something done here with a minute 49 to go until halftime. Both these quarterbacks can fling the ball, we know that. We have seen him attempt a pass into the end zone earlier. That was the only one that exceeded 20 yards in an attempt. Back to pass now, Wallingford. Going to see it this time. And extending an incomplete at the 40-yard line. That was intended for Matt Raymond. But he was just a skosh long on that one. Wind is not a factor. It's out of the west. Picking up a little bit now. It was at 5 miles an hour to go at the beginning of the game. So that was a long incompletion and second down, 10 coming. Wallingford with that I formation. I don't think Elkhorn has come out of that I formation with two wide receivers until just now. Go wide, one wide out to the right side. As scrambling is Wallingford, and he fires out of bounds. Save the play. You're going to fire it out of bounds, fire it in completion intentionally. You better get it away from everybody. Levi Sullivan was closing in. And it's third down and 10 now with a minute 37 to go in the first half. Your Class B state champion right now, odds on, looks like it's going to be Crete. They beat Aurora in a hard-fought game last week, 17-14. And so trial by fire certainly has set them up well in this state championship contest. But Elkhorn won 10 and only lost 2, and they pitch it now to Nabity. He goes wide to the left side. Wow! Colton Mock came up and just laid a hit on him. That's going to leave a mark by Mock. No gain. Fourth down and 10 coming. Elkhorn will have to punt the ball away. Their punter is Peyton Lang. He averages just under 32 yards a kick. Standing inside his 18. Now Elkhorn just has to play defense here for a minute and try and get out of this thing down by only 21. Only 21. Return man calls for a fair catch at the 36-yard line. That was Corey Colcorp. And it'll be McGinnis and company at the 31. First and 10. Could they score in 52 seconds? I think they can. Muff caught a long ball earlier. That long pass was for some 43 yards. So, yeah, they can complete the long one. Mock is the tight end now to the right side. Maryland Dye, Sherman dots that. Under center is McGinnis. Handoff. Sherman stutter steps, gets to the 40, 45, and spins outside to the 46-yard line. Brock Sherman has scored on offense, took the ball away from the ball carrier when he was playing defense and took it into the end zone. So that's my football. You can't have it. And I'm going the other way with it. He's accounted for 12 of the 21 points. Wides both ways, wings both ways. Sherman, the only eye back in the backfield. Firing out into the flat. Almost complete. Corey Colquhoun couldn't hang on. Coverage over there by Jackson Ramsbottom. And also Brandon Alberts for Elkhorn. And so the clock is down to 16 to go in the half. We'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. I don't know if Bob Jensen will make it up or not at halftime. He's down covering for Huskerland Prep, getting some sideline photos, and it's a long way to the field, so we'll see. Maryland Eye, third down, less than one, handoff. Sherman got the first down, and then some rumbling down inside the 40-yard line. Brock Sherman. And Brock Sherman now has 15 carries, 98 yards, and I don't think that includes that one yet. Try that. 16 carries, 113 yards. They come to the line of scrimmage. 7 seconds to go. McGinnis, shotgun. Back to pass. Got time. Looking. Hit as he throws, but he goes long, and it is in and out of the hands of Dan Feichert again. Feichert had an interception, almost the second one, and he's been the only nemesis, really, that McGinnis has had as the seconds wind off the clock, and we're down to halftime. And your score, the Crete Cardinals 21, the Elkhorn Antlers nothing. Your Class B state championship continues with the halftime report coming up here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this timeout.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Will tea magic you a disappearing
act? Next question.
Is green still too green?
No comment.
Is Bo nuts?
I'll watch the game.
Is the 2010 Huskers season turning into an episode of All My Quarterbacks?
I'm not talking about penalties.
John Callahan is at Cunningham's Journal Wednesday for the Big Red Lunch. You're invited to hear the latest dish from the Big Red.
We got nine, but we held them to six.
Doug and Danny will be there at 11. Sean at noon. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Home Federal Bank, and Midas. Wednesday, Cunningham's Journal. From Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460-1550.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Game day used to mean day that gets us out of a whole new meeting when Corso, Herb Street, and Fowler rode into town. You can hear Game Day, 9 to 11, Saturday mornings on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
It's all about UNK Athletics, Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy. Loberlane is brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your Loper gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons, we have your loan.
We believe you deserve the best, that's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com, go Egg West.
You're listening to the State Class B Championship from Memorial Stadium. Craig Eckert along, glad to have you with us here tonight. A beautiful night for football. Started this game at 29 degrees. I think it's kind of hanging in there about there. Wind might be just a little more advanced than it was earlier at 5 miles an hour. Looks like we got a little more flag action over there. Action on the field right now coming from the one of the cheer squads. It looks like from Crete. And so we'll get to some stats here for you in a little bit. I want to give you a preview of what we have on our stations coming up this weekend, and it's a lot on sports. Right now, though, a reminder that Ravenna Sanitation, bringing you this halftime report, takes their trash seriously. More to the point, they take your trash seriously. So you don't have to let it take up all of your time. From your home, your farm, your business, they move it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. All right, again, the score at halftime is 21-0. Here's what's coming up on the Platte River radio stations beginning this weekend. In fact, beginning tomorrow. On Wednesday, Baylor is at Nebraska in college volleyball. We'll have the pregame at 6:50 and the first serve at 7 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, tomorrow night. Then on Turkey Day, we've got NFL football. What a surprise. New England and Danny Whitehead will be coming to Detroit at 11 o'clock. New Orleans and Dallas at 3 o'clock. I said Whitehead. Woodhead, I meant. He's the new discovery. He's the new darling of the Patriots, the former Shadron State star. Anyhow, we'll hear how Danny and the Pats due at Detroit Monday morning, Thursday morning, I should say, here on ESPN Superstation, 1550 and 1460. I'm kind of half paying attention to the door back here in case Bob Jensen is able to make it up. On Friday, college football, Colorado-Nebraska, pregame 9:30 Friday morning on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And then on Saturday, college volleyball, Nebraska-Texas A&M, pregame 3:50, first serve 4 o'clock on the Breeze. We'll also give you bonus coverage, Nebraska and USC in men's basketball. That will be on KHAS 1230 AM. That will be a 4 o'clock pregame and a 5 o'clock tip-off for Doc's guys against USC. So that's what we have coming up. We're in the middle of what we have been looking forward to for literally months, which is the state championships, culminating a great 2010 football season on the high school level. And we're down to the final half of the season coming up. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and give you some individual stats from the first half of tonight's ball game right after this. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. We're back in 2 minutes.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Our 2 days of high school championship football here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation coming to an end with this one. Down to the final half of high school action for the year. Craig Eckerd Long, glad you could join us for a while tonight. A lot going on. D2, Howell's the state champ again for the umpteenth time, 46-7. That's how it all started out yesterday morning. And then it was West Point Central Catholic defeating Creighton 45-30 in the D1. Last night in Class A, Millard North beat Millard South 28-20. That was probably the best game. Let me take that back. That was the best game yesterday. Because the best game so far today is the one that brought the C2 crown to Hastings. St. Cecilia beating Bergen 17-14. And it was like 9-6 well into the second half. And then all of a sudden, 8 points apiece in the fourth quarter. And I mean deep into the fourth quarter. And finally, the Blue Hawks prevailed and their faithful could start their hearts again and bring home the second state championship in 2 years. This one, though, was in C2, as that's where they went coast-to-coast on that one. The Blue Hawks never defeated, although they had their moments here in the last couple of ball games. North Platte, St. Pat's, and Bergen today gave him a snootful. And in C1, game that we were privileged to do earlier, Norfolk Catholic beat Pierce 28-13. Pierce can take some solace in the fact that the only team that beat him was Norfolk Catholic. Problem is, they beat him twice. They beat him in the regular season, and I think it was week 6 or 7, and then today. And so state champion in C1 is Norfolk Catholic. Here, well, smart money might be on Crete. They're up 21-0. Let's take a look at the individual statistics here for Crete and Elkhorn. Let's go with Elkhorn first. The Antlers have 7 first downs. They've rushed 19 times for 40 yards and only put together 49 passing yards, so 89 total yards in the first half. They're 8 for 12 passing. The time of possession actually is in their favor. 12 minutes and 6 seconds to 11:54, so they've got 12 seconds more clock time on offense. For Elkhorn individually, Caleb Wallingford rushing 3 for 22. Graham Nabity, who just has not been able to get on track. Graham Nabity, during the regular season, was kind of one of the go-to guys. He scored 66 points. He carried 122 times and racked up 969 yards. But he's nowhere close to that tonight. 8 for 15. Jeremy Meyer, the tailback, 6 attempts for 5 yards. That's less than a yard per carry. Dylan Daly had 1 attempt for nothing, and Pete Maloli, the fullback, 1 attempt for 2 yards. Receiving, Matt Raymond, the guy that's out on a platform all by himself most of the time, still got 6 catches for 34 yards. They tried to go deep a couple of times, and he extended out but couldn't bring it in. No touchdowns. Michael Weber had 2 for 15 from the tight end spot. For Crete, they had 14 first downs. They rushed the ball 23 times for 165 yards. They passed for 70 yards and just about the right time. They're 3 for 9 and 1 interception. 32 plays, 235 total yards compared to 89 for Elkhorn. And they are penalized a little bit more, 4 for 44 yards, 2 penalties for 10 yards for Elkhorn. For Crete, here's your individual statistics. Brock Sherman, who got 1 offensive touchdown, and then the third TD on the board for Crete came when Brock Sherman, playing middle linebacker on defense, came up and just tugged the ball away from Nabity, the ball carrier for Elkhorn, and took it to the house. And so he's got 1 offensive and 1 defensive touchdown. Offensively, 16 carries for 113 yards. Aaron Paulson has 4 carries for 37. Benjamin Muff, 1 for 13 on an end around. Derek McGinnis, 1 for 1 on a scramble. And Corey Kolkoff has 1 attempt for 1 yard. Receiving, Kolkoff does a little better. 2 receptions for 27 yards, and Muff had a 43-yard reception, which highlighted the second offensive series of Crete, the second one where they scored and made it 14-0. First score for Crete came from Kolkoff, on a 10-yard pass from McGinnis, and the kick by Renner failed, and it was 6-0. That was with 6:37 to go in the first. Then with a 1:57 to go in the first, Brock Sherman, a 6-yard run, and it was 14-0 when the 2-point attempt was successful. McGinnis hitting Benjamin Muff on the drag pattern and got it into the end zone, completing the 2-point conversion attempt, and it was 14-0 at that point. And then, as we said, the third touchdown came when Sherman on defense just took the ball away from the Elkhorn ball carrier, brought it back for a touchdown, and the extra point was complete And that's where we sit right now with 21 points for the Crete Cardinals and nothing for the Elkhorn Antlers here as we try and fashion out the last state championship in high school football for the 2010 season. You're listening to Class B football on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web. I want to point out, too, that all of the state high school championship games are being preserved on podcasts here at the ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. You can come in probably as quickly as tomorrow and pull down podcasts if you have someone that you know would appreciate hearing perhaps their old school or their old community either winning or coming close to winning a state title. And we'll have those posted on ESPNSuperstation.com. All of the regular season volleyball and football play-by-play, unless something horribly wrong happened with technical error, everything is archived on our Platte River Radio stations. Now, you can go to PlatteRiverRadio.com, and you'll see all of the station logos. You can touch on any of those and get to the links. All of the radio station websites, KKPR.com, KLIQFM.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, HastingsLink.com, which is the KHAS radio website. All of those have all of the podcasts, no matter where the original broadcast was. So bookmarking one of those will get you to any of the regular season football or volleyball play-by-plays that we air during 2010. Same will be the case with regard to high school basketball, which is underway almost immediately. I think, the 7th or 10th of December would be the weekend that we actually have some full-blown schedules. And then, of course, a lot of holiday tournaments as well. I missed something that I wanted to tell you about, too, on the weekend. We've got a Friday and Saturday Tri-City Storm, two single-headers. I'm going to say double-header. They don't play double-headers in hockey, of course. Friday night and Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, which is another one of our Platte River radio stations. The Storm hockey there on Friday and Saturday. I failed to mention that earlier. Full moon is gazing down on Memorial Stadium. It is a beautiful sight here in Lincoln on this clear night. A little bit of haze above. Lights are on. The big jumbotrons are on. They're burning some light bills here tonight in Lincoln. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 at ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy. Loper Lane is brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your Loper gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons. We have your loan.
Back again at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Kind of unusual as Elkhorn came back out. They had the cheer squad lined up on either side just like the beginning of the game, and they ran through a banner like they would at the beginning. So they're trying to get themselves motivated to come back here. They've got a lot of motivating to do. They're down. Well, it comes down to more than just motivation. It comes down to getting in the end zone. They're down 21-0. As Crete has looked every bit like the heir apparent to the state title in Class B. Quoting Bob Jensen, who wasn't able to make it up at halftime, and that's okay. It was not a firm commitment. He's down. He's a working guy here tonight, too, with his Huskerland prep. But to quote him in Huskerland prep from the current issue, a lot of people wanted to call last week's Aurora Crete semifinal the real state championship. And he's quoted as saying maybe that's a mistake. Maybe not. I don't know. Aurora, heck of a football program. And Crete, you know, we had some weird matchups here this year where, like, Giltner playing Howells in the semifinal. A lot of people thought maybe that was the D2 state championship as well. And Howells won it. And won it quite handily. And Howells has done that a lot. But anyhow, my point being that a lot of teams that many people thought should have gotten to the state here actually were paired up on brackets that that matched up maybe their best rival, and maybe in another year those two teams would have been state championship pairings. But for one reason or another, they got paired up on the same bracket. And that kind of was the case with Crete and Aurora this year. Some interesting turnabout being fair play with St. Cecilia, for example, and Pierce and Adams Central. I mean, Pierce was always in either, it seemed to be like a few years back, Pierce was either the team that stopped either Adams Central or St. Cecilia's roll into the state. And today they were shown their comeuppance by Norfolk Catholic, getting beat by 15 points for the second time this year. They had lost to Norfolk Catholic 28-20 in the regular season and kind of put their scoring in reverse and lost this time to 28-13. St. Cecilia takes home the C2 crown, nudging Bergen 17-14 in a thriller this morning. Both teams are back on the field now, and they've been on the field for a while, but now they're going to clear off to the sidelines after they've done their pre-second half warm-up drills. And we'll see what happens when Elkhorn tries to bow their necks defensively and get something going offensively here and climb back into this ball game. They're down by 3 touchdowns, 21-0. And who knows why that is so often the case. We had the St. Cecilia-Bergen game. That was pretty good. And the Millard North and South state championship in Class A was pretty good. But everything else has been pretty good margin. And you don't really know why that happens. You know, it's like state basketball. Sometimes you get on a run and blow the other team out. Sometimes you get some thrillers. So we'll see what happens here tonight as we enter the final two quarters of the 2010 high school football season in Nebraska. It's going to be Crete receiving. And Elkhorn will be defending the north goal. That is the left side of your radio dial. And teeing the ball up is Peyton Lang. Ball set at the 40. Kolkoff and Muff are back at the 10. In twin return for the Cardinals, and we're underway in the second half. It's a low kick. It is touched by the Cardinals, goes out of bounds. at the 23. Colton Mock got a hand on it. That was a live ball. And they throw a penalty because it went out of bounds, but I think Mock touched it, and they're huddling around on the far sideline there discussing that. I could be wrong. It's happened before. Now, let's look and see on the replay. Now, the replay is just catching the tail end of it. I think that Mock touched the ball out around the hash mark, and it went to the sideline, but we'll see if somebody else. You know, I think they're going to pick up the flag. They are picking up the flag. I think I'm right. I think that Mock touched the ball, and that was a live ball, and had someone from Elkhorn fallen on it, it would have been the Antlers' ball. And so there's no penalty. The ball goes out of bounds after the touch by Mock for the Cardinals. They're still in good shape. They're at the 18-yard line. Things could be worse, much worse. McGinnis, the quarterback, has an I formation. Sherman dots the I. Everybody's in tight, wing to the right side. They're going to run the ball. It's Sherman at the 20, 25, 27-yard line, blasts his way to close to a first down. Brock Sherman has over 113 yards now. He ended the first half at 113, give him another 11. Call it 124 on the night on 17 carries. Boy, that can make a coach's life easy. Feed the ball to Brock Sherman, and every so often let the kid pass it. Double wing, double wides, man in motion, Colquatt, handoff straight up the middle, Sherman cut back, 35 out to the 38-yard line. And again, close to another first down, and again, just like the first half, Crete is making the movement of the ball look way too easy in a state championship game. That'll be a first down. It'll be up at the 39-yard line. Wides both ways again, wings both ways. Sherman, the single back in the backfield. Under center is Derek McGinnis. Calls out the signals. Man in motion. They hand it off to the wing back coming to the near side, and he's going to get hammered. That's Colquatt. He'll get stopped at maybe the 40-yard line. They're going to be generous and give him a yard forward progress. Second down and 9. Brock Sherman officially 18 carries, 134 yards. And remember, he scored a touchdown on defense when he grabbed the ball out of Navity's hands and ran it in about 30 yards. I formation, fake the hand. No, they give it to Sherman. At the 45, Sherman rumbles across the 50 and down into Elkhorn territory. At the 48-yard line is where they will say his knee touched. If you're an Elkhorn defender, you've got to be getting sick of getting pushed back by that big old line and then hanging on to that battleship that they call Brock Sherman. Wides and a slot man to the right side, wing to the right. I formation has Brock Sherman taking it on the naked side and plunges all the way down to the 40, maybe the 38-yard line. He went to the weak side, almost like a naked reverse, except he wasn't the quarterback. Turned it upfield, squared the shoulders, got to the 38. Close to another first down. They're going to bring the chain gang in to measure, I think. Yep. He is real close to picking up another first down, and he's real close to 150 yards. He's 19 carries, 146. Nobody else on the field is even close. And they said he got it. First down, 10 yards to go. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line, the 38-yard line of Elkhorn. Remember, this started back at the 18-yard line of Crete. I formation, wings both ways, tight ends both ways. And the handoff goes to Sherman. Sherman skips across one man, and he's actually brought down after only about a 2-yard gain. He's been on that kind of roll. 20 yards, 120 carries, 156 yards. That's over almost 8 yards a carry. almost 8 yards a carry. Second down, 10 coming. Mitchell Marvin splits wide to the right side. Kolkoff wide to the left side. Double wings and Sherman in the backfield. They hand it off to Muff on the reverse to the right side. He's going and stopped at the 45-yard line. Muff from the left wing to the right side. Got a couple. And it'll be third down and 7 yards to go. Third and seven. McGinnis checked over at the sideline, comes back in with the play. Muff and Mitchell Marvin are there as the wideouts. Muff goes to the slot on the near side. Kolkoff wide out to the left side. Puts a man in motion. That's Muff coming from the left to the right. Shotgun back to pass. McGinnis fires over in the flat. Sherman. Sherman's got some running room. Spins inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. And Brock Sherman now picks up a few yards on the passing side of things. And that should move the chains another 5 yards. It'll be fourth down and a yard to go. And my guess is the Cardinals just don't care. They're just going to keep running it. Not even a thought of doing anything else. Field, again, same kind of deal. Punt doesn't do you any good. Field goal isn't going to happen. Everybody in tight. Hand off. Sherman, who else inside the 25, first down. Brock Sherman now over 160 yards on the night on 22 carries. One TD on offense, one TD on defense. If there was a player of the game, I'm guessing. 8 minutes to go in this one. Garrett Evers checks in the ball game at a wideout now. He goes wide to the right side. Wing right, single setback, shotgun McGinnis. Hand off Sherman, straight up the middle to the 21-yard line. And a nice first down gain, close to 5 yards. Second down, 21-0, Crete on top of Elkhorn. And I mean that in every possible way. They have just dominated. Slot man is Connor Stewart to the left. Under center is McGinnis this time. Double wing right side. Hand off Sherman. Doesn't make a difference what they set it up with. They give it to Sherman. He plows for five. And he's down to the 15-yard line now. And that is going to bring up a third down and just a little bit more than a yard. Call it third and two. Clock at 6:54 to go in this one. Brock Sherman has 24 carries and 170 yards. As I said before, nobody else on the field is even close. And, oh, yeah, a catch for six. Maryland Eye, everybody is in tight now. McGinnis feeds it off to Sherman. Sherman inside the 10, fights to the 8-yard line, and they may mark him at the 7. We'll see. Just outside the 7-yard line. Now, you got to give credit to that big old offensive line, which has got to be wearing down Elkhorn big time by now. Time of possession, though, still relatively equal going into this. They were only about 12 seconds separating at halftime. I don't have an update on that yet. Maryland Eye again. And the handoff again, Sherman. Sherman piles down to about the 6. And that'll bring up second down and goal to go from the 6-yard line. So McGinnis is the guy that's burning some calories here tonight over and above everybody else because he's running to the sideline just about every play, picking up the play and then running back out. Maryland Eye, everybody is in tight. Both ways, tight ends. Quarterback sneak, McGinnis. Fights his way into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Crete, from just about 6 yards out on the quarterback sneak. McGinnis maybe audible, maybe saw that, maybe that was the call. But it's a 6-yard TD run for Derek McGinnis. And it is now 27-0, and Class B's title is going to Crete. And, of course, we'll have medal ceremonies after this. But it doesn't look like Crete is going to have a blemish on their record when they come out of here tonight. And it'll be a happy ride down the road. And now Marion Arita has a low kick, and it doesn't look like they've solved their place-kicking problems because that's not going to work. That was a line drive and not even close to going over the uprights, much less between them. So the Cardinals maintain a big lead here, 27-0 over the Antlers, and they're about to kick off again. And standing back at the five-yard line, Matt Raymond. Matt Raymond, who's playing his last game as an Elkhorn Antler. Had a great season. I don't know what his entire career has been, but this year he's been splendid. 57 catches, 5 TDs, 965 receiving yards coming into this ball game. And he has another 34. So on the season, he's real close to 1,000 yards in the 2010 football season. The ball is going to be teed up by Ethan Renner. Renner was 0-for on his extra point attempts. Yeah, he's still doing the kickoff chores, though. And Arita obviously was not the solution, as he didn't get that last one either. But it's not a tight game, not a big deal, and here comes the kickoff. Comes down, bounces at about the 10-yard line, and it didn't go out of bounds. I thought it was going to go into out of bounds. It actually skidded down the sideline, went into the end zone, and so it's a touchback. And Elkhorn will get the ball first and 10 at the 20-yard line. 5.5 to go in this football season. It's been a great one weather-wise, had some great games. Want to thank all of the sponsors all over Central Nebraska for helping us out, bring high school football to you on ESPN Radio 1460, ESPN Radio 1550 on KHS 1230 AM on the Breeze 94.5, and of course on Classic Hits 98.9. All full coverage of high school football this year. I formation. Matt Raymond goes in motion, and the referees don't like it. I don't know if that was on Matt or not. Got about 3 flags down. His going in motion may have pulled somebody offside, and so that's what they're going to say is a 5-yard penalty against Crete now, and it'll bring up first down and 5 yards to go. Elkhorn as Wallingford under center again. Raven in motion from the left to the right. Rolling, Wallingford tries to stop and throw the ball, but he's run out of bounds by Brock Sherman. Number 10 on number 10 over on the far side of the field. He'll scramble out of bounds with about a 2-yard gain, and it'll bring up second down and 3 yards to go. Second and 3 on the scramble by Wallingford. And 5:27 on the scoreboard clock. As the eye has Raymond to the right side now. Ball is pitched, and it is on the turf. Elkhorn will get it back. Well, you don't see that often. That was intended for Nabity. And it was kind of like, I don't know if you really muffed it or not. He kind of just didn't get a handle on it. I mean, and it just kind of fell and went in back of him. He was able to get it, but that's going to lose some yardage. So forget about the yardage they picked up on the scramble and on the penalty. They're going to be marked back now. Third down and about 12 coming. As Raymond comes wide to the right side, I formation, Wallingford under center. And he fakes the pitch, rolls to his left, and again he scrambles, fires downfield. He's got a man, and is it going to be complete? Yes. Michael Weber pulled down a great catch at the 45-yard line. The tight end has been a pretty good target tonight. He's got 3 catches, and that by far his longest one. Michael Weber has 3 catches now for 42 yards. That's about a 20-yard pickup there. And so that was just some brilliant ad-libbing between a receiver who stayed with his quarterback and the quarterback who stayed with the intention of getting a first down, flung it downfield. He went up and got it. Now on the first down, they give it off to Meyer. And he doesn't get much. Check that Nabity. He still didn't get much. Yeah, about a yard. Second down and 9 yards to go. Tell you what, that Weber out of the tight end, he kneels at the left side of the line, tight end. And he's had a couple of nice catches tonight, but they needed way more than his three. And I don't know what the circumstance, why they didn't attempt to go to him more, but he got three catches for 42 yards, and Matt Raymond has six for 34. Pitch this time, Navity got some running room at the midfield, gets to the 45-yard line, pulled down there at about the 46-yard line, and a fumble on the pile. And the referees say that coming up with the ball was Levi Sullivan, I believe. Navity coughs it up, and down on the turf, coming up over it, and let's see, on the replay, I can't really tell who came up with it. I thought it was Levi Sullivan. Really doesn't make that much difference at this point. 3:48 to go in the ball game. Wides both ways, wings both ways. McGinnis back to pass. Pumps once, fires long, and it is tipped by, I think that was Fiekert again. Dan Fiekert has been back there. He's a heck of a player. He's a DB, and I think he's really more of a free safety because he's been back playing center field there all night long. He's got one interception and a couple of breakups. Almost had a second interception. Short hopped it off the turf. But he comes out, and of course, with the spread formation, what you call a defensive back is still, you know, kind of like academic, but he lines up close to the line of scrimmage. This time they hand the ball off on a running play to Aaron Paulson, and Paulson gets it to the 48-yard line. I was watching Fiekert that time, and he snuck up to the line of scrimmage. There was a bunch to the left side, a triple bunch to the left side for Crete that time, and he kind of just came up and introduced himself to all of them. And then they ran away from him. Third down, four to go. Crete is inside Elkhorn territory at the 49. They go wide to the right side with a slot and a wide out. Single setback is Sherman, and he'll get the call inside the 45 to the 44 or 3. That ought to be a first down. And that ought to be, holy smokes, it ought to be almost 200 yards, about 190 yards here. 185 officially for Brock Sherman. 27 carries, 185 yards, one offensive and one defensive TD. He certainly has been the showcase player on a team of a lot of pretty good players here. McGinnis under center is one of them. He sends a man in motion, and they whistle stop it. Penalty markers down. Procedure against Crete. So with 2:28 to go in the football season, and I mean everything, at the high school level at least, they're going to mark back the Cardinals another five. And it will bring up first down, 15. Connor Stewart, Corey Colquoff at the wideouts, left and right respectively. They go with a wing, Colquoff on the right side now. He comes in motion. Back to pass McGinnis. Shuttle pass, and it's the muff, and he takes it for about 4 yards up to the 49-yard, the 44-yard. Try that again, 46-yard line of Elkhorn. And what that'll do is bring up a second down at about 13. That's another, you don't see that much at the high school level of that inside shuttle pass. Something I think a guy by the name of Osborne invented about, at least executed it about 14, 15 years ago. Double wides. Handoff goes up the middle to Sherman. And down to the 40-yard line goes Sherman, and that won't be enough for a first down. In fact, it's not even close, but it continues to drain clock at a minute 20. Third down and 7 yards to go. Third and seven for the soon-to-be state champions in Class B, Crete Cardinals. They're putting a few more players in, but pretty much their starters are still in there. Clock at a minute now. Wides both ways. Slot man is muffed to the left-hand side. One man in the backfield with McGinnis, back to pass. They fake it to him, back to pass, firing long, and intended for Muffy. He's got it into the end zone, touchdown. Touchdown, Crete goes for the kill shot, that is it. I'm not sure they needed to do that. They did do that, and it's 33-7. The Crete Cardinals, on a long pass in the waning moments of the state championship ball game, from McGinnis to Muff, and it is 33-0. Maybe they just wanted to practice their PAT kick again. I don't know. I don't know if I like that or not. But here's Arita. Marlon Arita, the 5'7", 120-pound senior kicker, did not get the last PAT. His second attempt now is good, so he's 2 for 3. And it is 34-0. The Cardinals put an exclamation point on a state championship drive. And with 45 seconds to go, they will kick off to the Elkhorn Antlers one more time. We'll keep it right here. Remind you that we'll have a brief Misco Sporting Goods postgame report. Depending on whether or not I get the final stats here, we'll give you some unofficials. Brock Sherman, 28 carries now, 191. Receiving, Benjamin Muff now has 3 for 85 yards and that TD. Corey Kolkoff had 2 for 27. And time of possession now, they've got it updated. Crete, 21 minutes, 25 seconds. Elkhorn, 13 minutes and 50 seconds. So that was pretty even at halftime, and now Crete are showing their utter domination as they'll kick it off again. And let's see who will do the kicking chores. I think it'll be Ethan Renner one more time. Renner had done the placement too, but he hasn't succeeded too well in that. Kickoff is bouncing at the 15-yard line, goes out of bounds. Penalty markers down. 45 seconds to go. Crete dominating offensively and defensively with a shutout. They roll a shutout in the state championship game unless something really weird happens here. They're going to win this thing by 34 or more. Now, Elkhorn may be just a little bit upset with that long pass. Just saying. They're going to take their time here. I think we got a little bit of a television timeout. Now they're coming back to the line of scrimmage. I formation. Matt Raymond wide right. They give it to him on the reverse. He's got an open field ahead of him. And he slips at the 45, cuts back at the 50. Raymond spins to the 45-yard line. Matt Raymond, that's the first time they've used that end around with him. And you got to wonder why. He'd have gone longer had he not slipped up at about the 50 or 45-yard line. Kind of took himself out of the play. It's first down and 10, though, on a nice run by Matt Raymond. Give him credit for 20 on that. I formation. Bootleg. Stops. Scrambling around. Wallingford at the 44-yard line. Coming up and greeting him, Colton Mock. And it'll be a gain of maybe a yard, and that is it. We are out of time. We are out of football. We are out of the football season here unless we've got a penalty. Let's just take a look here. Nope. It's over. The referees were conferring. There was no flag. They blew the whistle because we are done with the football season. And it is Crete taking home the Class B state championship. But wait, they haven't taken the football off the field yet, so I don't know. Let me just ponder this. Chain Gang is leaving. Thank you. All right, so Elkhorn's going to tee it up. As we start the fourth quarter, I was a quarter ahead of myself during the last couple of minutes of play. Okay, we still got 12 to go in this one. It's just been such a doggone long quarter. I looked down and went, it's got to be over. So that explains a few things. That's embarrassing. The last couple of minutes I've been saying it's the fourth quarter, and we're just completing the third. That was a long third quarter of play. Wow. Which makes Brock Sherman's 191 yards even more impressive. Wallingford rolling left, fires. Ball's going to be intercepted by Muff inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. And the Cardinals, up by 34, are going to try and make it more than that now with 11:50 to go. This time I'm in the right quarter, thank you. I apologize. I don't know when I advanced it to the fourth quarter. I think it was just a few minutes to go, and I fast-forwarded. Been that kind of game here for Elkhorn. Slotman to the left side. Now they move Mock to the wing on the left side, and Wendell is out there with him. They hand it off straight up the middle. And out to about the 37-yard line is Brock Sherman. And he's going to approach 200 yards now. And how long they'll leave him in, I don't know. They go with the Maryland eye and everybody in tight. Clock at 11:19. McGinnis under center. Tight ends both ways. Delay handoff, and it goes to the eye back, and a first down and more by Aaron Paulson. Gets out to the 47-yard line. And that'll move the chains. And so this could be even more of a kicking than it already is. ...199 yards for Brock Sherman. Aaron Paulson now is 6 carries for 54 yards after that one. They'll stay in the Maryland eye with everybody in tight. And McGinnis is under center. Hand off to the tailback Paulson again. No, it's Sherman back in. Down inside the 44-yard line. And it'll bring up second down and 2 yards to go. 8-yard gain that time, and that puts him over the 200-yard rushing mark. 30 carries, 207 yards for Brock Sherman, just under 7 yards per carry. And that has been the average coming into this ball game. He has over 2,000 yards on the year. And he gets the carry again. And he goes down inside the 40 to about the 39-yard line. Try that again. That was Paulson on the carry that time, 20 instead of 10. And Paulson will pick up 6 more yards and put him over 60 on the night. First down coming as the Cardinals convert another one. They have 24 first downs. 24 first downs in this ball game compared to 9 for Elkhorn. 407 total yards compared to 140. Slot man right side. McGinnis takes the shotgun snap. Paulson, the carrier, gets it down to the 37-yard line. That'll pick up another 3. And second down and 6. McGinnis again going to the sideline just about every play, picking up what he needs to know from the coaching staff and comes back in. So there's no couriers save for the quarterback, Maryland I. Tight ends both ways. Under center McGinnis sets the offense. That's one man in motion. They go to the near side. Option pitch. Paulson stutter steps at the 35. Markers come in as Fikert got a hand in there. Now, I don't know if somebody blocked to the back or Fikert. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a block to the back on Crete. Fikert may have been the man that went down as a result of that block to the back. He's the defensive back. Had one pickoff tonight. Almost another one. And really has done a pretty good job for Elkhorn. Elkhorn has not been flinging the ball around, if you know what I mean. They have passed, they're 6 for 13, and their total passing yardage is 118. But they got 411 yards, so they've been going by real estate, no doubt about that. Just outside of 9 to go in this one. And Crete powering its way to the Class B state championship. The final of a half dozen played here yesterday and today in Lincoln. Wides both ways. Now a standard I formation. And Paulson dots the I, goes into the line, and it's the up man, actually, the fullback, that got the carry that time for about a four-yard gain. So after the penalty, it's now third down and 15 yards to go. And a passing situation would be indicated here if you didn't have the Sherman tank there. Brock Sherman with his 207 yards, although they've been not long yards, long runs, they've been consistent. Pitch, Aaron Paulson stays in, and he's going to get hammered down, about a five-yard loss. Nice play over there by Bernardino Rodriguez. And Rodriguez, a 5'11", 240-pound defensive tackle, got out there. And stuffed it. So it's third down, coming up fourth down, and close to 15 yards to go. Actually, Petrozilka was the tackler on that. And so that forces a punting situation for Crete if they're forced into anything at this point. And the punter will kind of rugby style it, gets a bounce inside the 10 to the 5-4, 3-yard line. Nabity helplessly walks away, can't return it. And Elkhorn will have to start deep in their own territory at the 2-yard line with 7 minutes to go in the football season, and they're down by 34. Otherwise, life is good. Elkhorn came into this at 10-2. And they're going to leave at 10-3. They lost to Omaha Gross, and they lost to Gretna by close scores. Otherwise, they outscored their opponents 382 to 171. But not tonight. Wallingford rolling in his end zone, scrambling around. He's got to get rid of it. Gets it out in the flat. It goes incomplete, but that was a good job by Caleb Wallingford of just maintaining possession of the ball and not falling for a safety. He was under pressure. And the receiver in the neighborhood was Jackson Ramsbottom, one of the tight ends, 6'1", 160-pound senior. All right, second down 10 from just about the goal line. Wallingford has the I formation, pitches this time. The tailback Nabity gets a little bit of running room out to the 4-yard line. And I mean a little bit. So it'll bring up a third down and 8 yards to go. And the punter for Elkhorn averages only about 32 yards a kick. There is an Antler player down on the field. And I don't know who that is. I think it might be Nabity. He's moving around. He'll be all right. I don't exactly know what the malady is right now. We'll keep an eye on that. Let me get you updated on some stats here. Brock Sherman, 30 carries, 207 yards. So, he's dead on at just about 7 yards per carry. And, of course, he had that defensive touchdown. Aaron Paulson now has increased his yardage total to 9 carries and 62 yards. For Elkhorn, Graham Nabity, 11 carries and only 26 yards. They have really fenced him in. He had several hundred yards during the regular season. Nabity had 969 regular season yards, and he's being helped off the field. Nabity carried 122 times for 969 yards, so he was no slouch. He scored 11 times. He just could not get on track tonight. And that gives some credit there to the Crete defense and the coaches who saw that. He never had any daylight. You could just tell that if he perpetually had a seam and got into a rhythm, you could tell he'd be the kind of running back that just run at you all day long. All right, third down coming now, 8 yards to go. Backs are still back in the backfield. Elkhorn is that deep in their territory from the 2-yard line. Wallingford trying to get the hard count and an offside, and he might have accomplished that. One man was threatening to blitz, and the hard count by Wallingford gave him 5 yards. What a good heady play by the quarterback there. Wallingford getting the offside call. And it's third down and a long 3, short 4 to go. I formation now. At least the backs are out of the end zone. Third down and about 3. Man in motion is Raymond. Back to pass. Flinging it out and completing the ball to Weber. But short of a first down is Wallingford. And had he been able to square the shoulders and get north-south, or south-north in this case, he was just that close to a first down. But it brings up fourth down and 2. Elkhorn obviously will try to punt out of this deal. They've got Peyton Lang, who averages just under 32 yards a kick. Punts tonight, he's been right there at 31. He's punted the ball twice for 31 on average. Good snap. Standing in his end zone, he gives it a ride. And standing at the 44-yard line, the 46-yard line, I should say, is Corey Calvert. And he'll get about a 5-yard return to inside the 40-yard line. And getting up slowly is Milo Petrica again for Elkhorn as he limps off to the far sideline. Elkhorn will go back on defense with a first down and 10. At the 38-yard line of Elkhorn, Crete will line up and try and get out of this thing shortly. This turned into a pretty good-sized ball game. And like before, embarrassingly enough, I lost track of time, and I was counting down to the end of the ball game. I was still at the third quarter, but that's just because we were running long, and frankly, a pretty engrossing football game from the standpoint of watching the talent down there, so I kind of lost track of time. But having said all of that, we're still coming up on a pretty decent-length ball game. I formation, under center is McGinnis again, Maryland I. They hand it off to Paulson. Paulson gets down inside the 35, breaks 3 inside the 25. Paulson 20, Paulson 15. Brings about 2 guys with him, and finally hanging on there is Matt Raymond on defense. Raymond has got to have the gas tank about on fumes by now. He's played his heart out tonight. And he puts his hands on his knees. And that defense by Elkhorn has really been hammered. They've been hammered for now 415-plus yards. 441 now. Maryland I, McGinnis under center, first and 10, 12-yard line of Elkhorn. Handed off Paulson again. Paulson, good effort at the 10, but he's going to be pulled down by Feichert again. And Feichert, who's had a good ball game defensively for Elkhorn, is assisted over there by Brandon Alberts. And little or no gain on the play, maybe a slight loss. Second down coming. And they did give him about a yard on that. Second down coming, 9 yards to go. Single setback is Paulson. Wings both ways, wides both ways as McGinnis goes under center. Checks the defense. They got two backers right in the gap. Otherwise, four down linemen. Hand off again. Paulson has to go. Slide to the right side. Gets a little running room. Squirts to the 5-yard line and goes out of bounds on the right-hand side. Not enough to stop the clock, though. They said he stayed inbounds before he was actually, I should say he went down before he actually slid out of bounds. So the clock now slides under 4 minutes to go. And this time we do mean the end of the game. Still can't believe I did that. Third down, 3 yards to go. Maryland I. Tight ends to the right side. Double tight ends right. Hand off Paulson up the middle. Spins to the 4-yard line. Fourth down coming and about a yard and a half to go. Clock at 3:33. The only thing I regret about the mess up on the time there when I got unstuck a little bit was I was kind of accusing Creed of piling up the score. It was a long way from the end of the ball game. Now they're going to stick to the ground game, it looks like. Maryland I, double tights left side. Paulson handoff, crashes down inside the 3 to the 2-yard line. And that could be enough for a first down. They had to get to about the 2.5. And that might be close enough for a measurement. Nope. They're going to say first and goal to go from the 2-yard line. They gave him a good spot. I didn't have it at the 2 from up here. They have obviously a better vantage point, and it's first and goal from the 2, Maryland I. Double tights to the right side. Paulson is met at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. Good effort there by Elkhorn. And Elkhorn's Kyle Frew, I think, came up on that, as well as Anthony Fitzgerald, and stopped that. Second down goal, Maryland I, 2:20 to go in the ballgame. McGinnis under center. Hand off, Paulson, close to the goal line. Did he get in? No indication yet. I don't think so. And that will bring up a third down and one. Third down goal to go from the 1. Double tight ends. They switch over strong to the left side now. Maryland I. McGinnis under center. Hand off tailback Paulson. He's going to get stood up again. Great effort by the defensive line, defensive effort entirely by Elkhorn. And Anthony Fitzgerald was in there again. Fourth down, goal to go. Maryland I, McGinnis under center. Hand off Paulson. He's going to be denied again. Shooting through there was Sonny Fumavanza. Been wanting to say that name all night long. Fumavanza, a senior, 175-pound defensive tackle, shot through there and pulled Paulson down from behind. And so now Elkhorn saves the embarrassment of having a 40-plus point defeat. But they're still going to go down here as the Class B runners-up. Anthony Fitzgerald also, great job on that stand. And now 99 yards to Pater as Wallingford hands off to the tailback. Jeremy Meyer crashes out to about the 7-yard line. And it'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go. Clock at 52 seconds. And the Class B state championship will cap off this 2-day of high school football festival. Myers takes the pitch, to the far side, out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. He cashes in on a first down and a little bit more. And that shouting you're hearing is the Crete faithful who just want to say, we did it. We ran the table, undefeated, 13-0, and a state champ. And they're going to say that officially in about 36 seconds off the clock. Wallingford comes back in the ball game. That very simple I formation with the single wideout all night long. They've only used two wideouts one other time. They hand it off to Meyer again. And on the cross buck, he gets about 5 yards. It'll bring up second down and short five to go. Clock at 15 seconds. And Wallingford, in no particular hurry, comes back to his position under center. And he may just kneel it. We'll see. I formation. Nope. Pitches near side. Little running room out to the 30. Meyer cuts back across the 33, but that does it. That is your football game, and Crete is your 2010 Class B state champions. They got by Aurora last week by the skin of their teeth and then came down here and put it to the Elkhorn Antlers with a 34-point victory, 34-0. Take a time out here. Come back to you with the Misco Sporting Goods postgame report in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Class B State Championship on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Time now for your Misco Sporting Goods postgame report here as we wrap up the high school football season with the Class B champion Crete being crowned with a 34-0 win over Elkhorn. Misco Sporting Goods reminds you that despite the fact that the high school football season is over, you need to get there to see them before the next season's games begin very, very shortly. We got wrestling, we got basketball, and Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from all sorts of name brands, including Nike. Over 40 styles of Husker shirts, t-shirts, sweatshirts for the guys, the gals, the kids. Sue jerseys. Let's see. See Sue's jersey on Thursday morning. Men's college hoodies 25% off. NFL hoodies 25% off. Get your game on now in downtown Kearney Center on the bricks with Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. All right, let's take a look at the final stats here. Individually, hats off to Brock Sherman, who didn't even play the full game. He was out the last five, six, 7 minutes of the ball game. Had 30 rushes, 207 yards, one TD offensively, one TD defensively. By far the outstanding player of this ball game. And that is quite a compliment because there were some outstanding athletes on this field in Class B. Crete had 26 first downs compared to Elkhorn's 11. They rushed 55 times, 334 yards, and we said two-thirds of those come on the feet of Brock Sherman. 30 rushes for 99 yards for Elkhorn. 118 passing yards for Crete, 78 for Elkhorn. 68 plays run by Crete for 452 total yards. 46 plays for Elkhorn for 177 yards. Time of possession all over the place in favor of Crete. Time of possession not to be excluded. Crete held on to the ball 30 minutes and 19 seconds compared with 17 minutes and 41 seconds for Elkhorn. Individual rushers for Elkhorn, Jeremy Meyer, 10 for 38 yards. Graham Nabity, who left the game injured, we hope he's all right. Couldn't get on Cork. He's almost a 1,000-yard rusher in the regular season. Had only 26 yards tonight on 11 carries. Wallingford scrambled for 17 yards on 6 carries. Matt Raymond had a 20-yard pickup on a reverse. Receiving, Raymond had 6 receptions for 34. Michael Weber, the tight end, 4 for 44. For Crete rushing, Brock Sherman, 30 carries, 207. Aaron Paulson, 18 carries, 99, as he kind of took control of things in the late going. Benjamin Muff, 2 for 15 on reverses. Derek McGinnis scrambled twice for 7. Graham Reckling had 1 up the middle for 4. And Corey Colcroft had 2 for 2 yards. Receiving, Benjamin Muff, 3 for 85. Colcroft had 2 for 27. And Sherman even caught a pass, 1 for 6 yards. So the score at halftime was, as it turned out, insurmountable, 21 to nothing. It was 14 nothing at the end of one, 21 to nothing at the half. And then things took an ugly turn, and we ended up with this 34 to nothing statement by Crete in their Class B state championship. So here's the way things ended here in Lincoln for the 2010 football season. The Class D2 was won by Howells, 46-7 over Sargent. The D1 went to West Point Central Catholic over Creighton, 45-30. Class A last night was taken by Millard North over Millard South, 28-20. St. Cecilia brings some fancy hardware back to Central Nebraska. The Blue Hawks, 17-14 winners in Game 1 of today's action to take home the Class C2, their second state championship in a row, this time in C2 as they had to drop down because of population. C1 was taken by Norfolk Catholic, 28-13 over Pierce. And the one we just concluded, Class B, 34-0 Crete with a statement over Elkhorn. And the Class B crown. They're at midfield. Elkhorn is over getting their runners-up medals, are preparing to, as every player gets either the runners-up or the state championship medal individually from officials of the state and also their football coaches. Always a nice tradition. And so that is the way it ends up here with Class B medals being awarded to the Crete Cardinals and their coach, Chuck McGinnis, who ended the year at 13-0, a perfect run for Class B. Thank you so much for joining us over this two-day period of coverage. We hope you do enjoy it when we're bringing you state championships, whether they're from our immediate area or not. And we appreciate your tuning in. We also appreciate Stacy Johns, our producer, back at the studios. From Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks for listening on ESPN Superstation 1460, 1550, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget to get a podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com if you need one. Until next time, have a great night and a happy Thanksgiving weekend.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com.
podcast of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Hey, Mary, Angie, did you girls know Thomas Jefferson designed a macaroni machine?
No way!
Yeah, sure did. Lots of other interesting stuff, too. Maybe we can hook up.